effort tonight. Obviously, a win is always welcome, but how did it feel, especially the way that this one came?
Yeah, you know what? I thought defensively last game against the Islanders, we were right there as well. So, you know, tonight was obviously even a better effort against a team that's been really feeling it offensively and, you know, winning a lot of games at the start of the year. So, you know, for us to start off this homestand with three straight losses, it was, you know, tough for us. But I thought we had a good practice yesterday and had some good video, and tonight was a big win.
What could it mean for your group, though, in terms of confidence when you can shut down a kind of potent offensive team like that with how well you did play defensively?
Yeah, I mean, why not take it positively, of course. You know, they have some pretty dynamic offensive players, probably, you know, arguably two of the best, and if not the best offensive players in tandem, you know, around. So especially the way they're feeling it this to start the year. So, you know, yeah, we can take that as a positive, and the way their team has been scoring a lot of goals to start this year, to hold them to nothing is, you know, sort of one of those moral victories. Obviously, it's not like we're playing them next game again, so we got to turn the page, but we can take some things from that win.
It's never about individual milestones for your group, but for Paul Maurice, 700th win, I mean, what does that say about him?
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, 700 wins is crazy. To be able to achieve that and, you know, at his young age, I mean, it's pretty impressive. So I think it feels good to obviously get the win in the fashion we did. And, I mean, as a coach, you probably want to win, you know, 1-0. I feel like that's probably the most, you know, the best reward or best 700th win we could give him. So happy for him for sure.